A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Hey, Herman and Corin. I'd love to turn to your expertise as smart home wizards in order to help me plan out a home intercom system. This could be a pretty slick design, I think, for anyone who wants to have something like a way of paging another room. And you might have the gear. The useful thing about Home Assistant, of course, is that you can mix and match what you have and have it do what you want. So we have a bunch of Zigbee sirens. In fact, I think I have one in each room. These are alarm sirens that come with 12 predefined tones. And we actually use these for the red alerts, the rocket alerts we got here in Israel. I wanted to make sure that we could get them in literally every room in the apartment. So I bought six of these Zigbee sirens. And it took me a while to realize that you can't control the melody directly, but you can in MQTT. So if you write a script, you can create specifically, this one is for the doorbell, this one is for a fire alarm, this one is for red alert, and therefore the one siren can support all these different uses just depending upon how you send it. One of those is, one of the melodies it has is kind of like a bell sounding thing, which is actually fine for, hey, I'm in the other room with Ezra, our son, who we always mention. Could you come help me? So it's like a little button, a help button. So we have a button that sends it out to the living room, and there's one that goes into my office as well. So my wife and I, who both work from home a few days per week, can, in a pinch, if our hands are full, we can call one another. Now, here's where, of course, my mind goes, because I like to think about how things can probably be taken too far, but this would be cool anyway. In addition to these Zigbee sirens, we also have some speakers. These are wired in using Snapcast, which, as we've talked about before, is probably the part of Home Assistant that I found to be the most insanely buggy. This isn't a criticism of Snapcast itself, because I'm not actually sure that the bug is on their end, or it's Music Assistant, or it's the way out to the speaker, but there's so many moving pieces that it frequently just kind of doesn't work. But when it does work, you have this unified surface for directing audio to a speaker. And what I was thinking about to complement the basic paging functionality, a true intercom system where you can literally speak from a microphone and maybe using push to talk and send audio out either to the whole house, the entire Snapcast group, or just to one specific speaker. So I might have an app that has a button for living room. I hold down the microphone button and it's sending audio from my phone or my desktop computer directly to that speaker, and therefore I can prank and irritate the house at will. Maybe also TTFs would be useful. You know, you could have a little message that says dinner is ready or whatever. I'm sure those who are using Home Assistant in a family context can think of lots of potential creative and probably mostly unnecessary, but actually could be quite useful. Depending on the situation. You could have, for example, when the doorbell goes, you send a TTS message out to your speaker saying there is someone, please answer the door. And my question is, the challenge with Snapcast I found is that it tends to want to, if you have, let's say, a Raspberry Pi connected to a USB speaker, Music Assistant kind of takes ownership over that stream. And if you want to have a second kind of sidecar to that mainstream, like this TTS app idea, then you run into problems because it has kind of locked it down. So I'm not sure, and again, I'd love to get your wisdom here. Is there a way to kind of circumvent that? Or can you think even of tweaks to this architecture whereby the two things could flow into one pipe, namely Home Assistant and your TTS system, and maybe even assigning a priority such that Music Assistant is one, and the TTS or the paging system supersedes it, such that if a message comes through, it will interrupt what's on the, if the Home Assistant stream is running, it will override it and grab that client. And then once it's done, it will seamlessly fall back to the what was playing before. That's kind of what I think would be the most logical and nice implementation. Finally, regarding the microphone aspect, this is where I've heard Icecast mentioned, and this is where when I tried to actually set this up, I think I gave up because I said this is becoming really complicated. Do you need Icecast in this if we want to have a way to dynamically stream the audio from your microphone through to something, then to push it out to a client, or is there a simpler way? Herman and Corin, how would you build a home intercom system using Zigbee sirens, speakers, and Home Assistant? Technical challenge, over to you.
Daniel sent us this one. He wants to build a home intercom system using gear he already has, Zigbee sirens and Snapcast speakers. And he's hitting the classic wall where the parts work in isolation, but the moment you try to make them play nice together, everything gets weird. The cool question is, how do you pipe push-to-talk audio or TTS announcements through Snapcast without Music Assistant locking the stream? And can you make the intercom supersede whatever's already playing, so it actually interrupts?
This is a fantastic prompt, because it's basically three separate engineering problems wearing a trench coat pretending to be one question. And the trench coat is on fire. You've got the siren side, which mostly works. You've got the Snapcast audio routing side, which mostly doesn't. And then you've got the microphone capture and streaming side, which is where things get genuinely interesting.
The trench coat is on fire. That's the Snapcast experience in six words.
It really is. And I want to be fair here. Snapcast itself is not necessarily the culprit. The architecture is sound. You've got a server that reads from a pipe or stream and distributes synchronized audio to multiple clients. The problem is that when you layer Home Assistant, Music Assistant, Pulse Audio, or Pipewire, and then whatever USB audio gadget is at the end of the chain, you've created a stack with about 7 potential failure points between you and the speaker. Every single one of them can fall over and leave you debugging at 11 p.m.
Which is exactly when you'd be debugging an intercom system, because that's when you'd actually need it.
So let's pull the trench coat off and tackle these one at a time. The Zigbee siren part is actually the most solved. The prompt mentions using MQTT to send specific melody commands directly to the sirens, bypassing the limited ZHA or Zigbee 2MQTT front-end controls. That's exactly right. If you're using Zigbee 2MQTT, these devices expose a melody select attribute, and you can publish to the MQTT topic directly with a payload that selects tone 4 for doorbell, tone 7 for help button, tone 12 for red alert. That works reliably because it's a single command to a single device over a protocol designed for exactly that.
It's already running in the apartment. 6 sirens, one per room, each doing multiple duty depending on which melody gets triggered. That's elegant.
The limitation, of course, is that you've got 12 predefined tones and you can't upload custom audio, so you're stuck with whatever the manufacturer burned into firmware. That bell-like tone he mentioned is fine for a help paging alert, but it's not speech. You can't say, "Ezra needs a diaper change in the living room." You just get ding-dong, and then the recipient has to interpret context.
Which brings us to the speakers and the actual intercom part. This is where Snapcast enters, and where things get sticky.
So the vision is, you press a button on your phone, you speak, and your voice comes out of a specific speaker or group of speakers in the house. Maybe it interrupts whatever Music Assistant is currently playing. That sounds simple. It is not simple.
Walk me through why.
Snapcast works by having a server that reads from a named pipe or an audio stream. Music Assistant connects to that pipe and sends its audio in. The Snapcast server then distributes that stream to all connected clients. The fundamental problem is that a pipe, in the Unix sense, typically has one writer. If Music Assistant has opened the pipe and is writing to it, and you try to have a TTS engine or a microphone stream also write to that same pipe simultaneously, you get garbled audio at best and nothing at worst. It's not designed for multiplexing.
The pipe is a single occupancy vehicle, and Music Assistant is already in the driver's seat.
And Music Assistant is territorial. It takes ownership of the stream. The prompt mentions exactly this. It locks the stream down. So the question becomes, how do you get a second audio source to take priority without breaking the whole setup?
Ideally, you want it to duck or pause whatever's playing, deliver the announcement, then resume, like how a navigation app handles a phone call.
That's the gold standard, yes. There are a few approaches here, and they range from simple and limited to complex and flexible. I'll lay them out. Option 1, the simplest, is to not use Snapcast for announcements at all. Keep the sirens for alert-style paging and use a completely separate audio path for TTS. If you've got smart speakers, like a Google Nest Mini or an Echo Dot, you can send TTS to those directly through Home Assistant's Notify service. Those devices handle their own audio mixing and ducking natively. You say, notify.livingroomspeaker, message is dinner is ready, and it just works. But that assumes you have those devices, and it doesn't give you push-to-talk intercom functionality.
It also means you're routing through a cloud service, which for someone who's clearly invested in local control with Zigbee and Snapcast, probably isn't the preferred architecture.
Option 2 is the Snapcast MetaStream approach. Snapcast actually supports multiple streams now. You can configure a second stream on the server, call it Announcements or Intercom, and have clients subscribe to it alongside the main music stream. Each client can be set to play from multiple streams, and Snapcast will mix them. The trick is that you then need a way to send audio to that second stream only when there's an announcement, and to have the client prioritize it.
Does Snapcast handle the priority mixing, or is that on you?
That's on you. Snapcast will mix both streams at equal volume by default. You'd need to script something on the client side, or use Snapcast volume control per stream to duck the music stream when the announcement stream is active. It's doable but fiddly. You'd basically have a Home Assistant automation that, when an announcement triggers, sets the music stream volume on the target client to 20%, plays the TTS or mic audio on the announcement stream, waits for it to finish, then restores the music volume.
That's a lot of moving pieces for what should feel like a single button press.
And the delay between the trigger and the volume change can be noticeable. You might get the first half second of your announcement stepped on by full volume music.
What's option 3?
Option 3 is the one I think is actually the right call for this setup, and it's what I'd build if I were doing this from scratch. You bypass the Music Assistant pipe entirely for announcements and use Snapcast's API directly. Snapcast has a JSON RPC API that lets you control which stream a client is listening to, set volumes, mute, and so on. You can write a script or use a Home Assistant integration like the Snapcast add-on to switch a client from the music stream to an announcement stream on the fly.
You're not mixing, you're switching.
You're doing a hard cutover. The flow would be announcement triggers. The script tells the target Snapcast client to disconnect from the music stream and connect to the announcement stream. The TTS or microphone audio plays, and when it's done, the script switches the client back to the music stream. No mixing, no ducking, no garbled audio. The downside is that the music doesn't resume from where it left off unless Music Assistant is buffering independently, which it may or may not do depending on the source.
That's a meaningful downside. If you're listening to a podcast and someone pages you, you come back and you've lost your place.
It depends on the source. If Music Assistant is playing a local file or a radio stream, it'll keep playing in the background and you just miss 30 seconds. If it's something stateful, yeah, you might lose your place. Trade-offs everywhere.
What about the microphone side? The prompt mentions push-to-talk and Icecast. Is Icecast actually needed here?
This is where I want to be careful because I've gone down this exact rabbit hole. Icecast is a streaming server. It takes an audio source and makes it available as an HTTP stream that clients can connect to. The thinking is, you capture audio from your phone's microphone, send it to an Icecast server running somewhere on your network, and then point a Snapcast stream at that Icecast URL. I've seen it work. People have built this exact setup.
I hear a but coming.
The but is latency. Icecast introduces a buffer, typically several seconds, because it's designed for internet radio where consistency matters more than real-time delivery. For an intercom, you want sub-second latency. If you say, hey, can you come here, and it arrives 4 seconds later, the moment has passed. You've already walked to the other room yourself.
The intercom equivalent of a text message arriving after you've already had the conversation in person.
So Icecast is probably the wrong tool for this. What you want instead is something much closer to the metal. If you're using a phone as the microphone, you can use a web-based approach. Home Assistant can serve a custom dashboard with a button that, when pressed, uses the Web Audio API to capture from the phone's mic and stream it via WebSocket directly to Home Assistant, which then pipes it to Snapcast.
That sounds like custom development territory.
It is, but there are existing projects. There's a Home Assistant custom component called Assist Microphone that does push to talk through the browser, though it's primarily designed for voice assistant commands, not intercom streaming. You could adapt it. Alternatively, if you want a dedicated hardware intercom station, an ESP32 with an I2S microphone is shockingly capable. You can program it to connect to your Wi-Fi, capture audio when a button is pressed, and stream raw audio over UDP or WebSocket to a server that feeds it into Snapcast.
At that point, you've basically built a baby monitor with extra steps.
You've built a baby monitor that can also announce dinner. But here's the thing. There's an even simpler approach that sidesteps the whole microphone streaming problem entirely if you're willing to accept a slight UX compromise. Home Assistant's companion app on Android and iOS can already record audio and send it as a file. You could build an intercom that works like a walkie-talkie app. Press the button, record a short clip, release, and the clip gets sent to the target speaker via Snapcast as a one-shot audio file. It's not real-time full duplex, but it's push-to-talk in the truest sense, and it avoids all the streaming complexity.
That's actually quite elegant. Record, send, play. No persistent streams to manage, no Icecast, no WebSocket audio wrangling. It's the WhatsApp voice note of intercoms.
You can build it entirely within Home Assistant using existing integrations. The flow would be, you create a script that's exposed as a button on your dashboard. Pressing it triggers audio recording via the companion app's media source. When recording stops, the file is saved locally, and automation picks it up and sends it to the target speaker using the Snapcast or Media Player Play service. Total latency from release to playback may be 1 to 2 seconds, depending on network and processing.
That's well within acceptable intercom range. You press, you speak, you release. A moment later, your voice is in the other room.
And the beauty is, it uses the same Snapcast infrastructure you already have. No second audio pipeline, no custom firmware.
The architecture would be sirens for alert paging, which is already working and reliable, and then a voice note style intercom over the speakers for actual speech. 2 tiers of communication, each using the right tool for the job.
That's the core of it. But I want to loop back to the stream switching problem, because even with the voice note approach, you still need to handle the case where Music Assistant is playing, and you want the intercom message to actually be heard.
Right. The interruption problem doesn't go away just because the audio is a file instead of a live stream.
And this is where I think the most practical solution is the Snapcast stream switching script I mentioned. You set up 2 streams on the Snapcast server. Stream 1 is the music stream, fed by Music Assistant. Stream 2 is the announcement stream, which is normally silent. When an intercom message comes in, a Home Assistant automation fires that does 3 things. First, it tells the target Snapcast client to switch to the announcement stream. Second, it plays the audio file on that stream. Third, when playback finishes, it switches the client back to the music stream.
The switching latency?
In my experience, Snapcast client stream switching is near instant, under 100 milliseconds. The user hears a brief silence, then the message. It's not seamless like ducking, but it's clean.
Music Assistant keeps doing its thing on the music stream, blissfully unaware that nobody's listening for a few seconds.
It's a workaround, not an elegant solution, but it's reliable. And reliability is what matters when you're trying to call for help with a baby in your arms.
Let's talk about the TTS side for a moment. The prompt mentions sending TTS messages like dinner is ready or someone's at the door. Home Assistant's built-in TTS is actually quite good now. Piper runs locally, sounds natural enough, and supports multiple voices. You could have different voices for different types of announcements.
Piper is a genuine breakthrough for local TTS. It runs on a Raspberry Pi, the voices are surprisingly good. The medium quality models are about 50 megabytes and generate speech faster than real time on a Pi 4. You could have a calm voice for general announcements and a more urgent one for doorbell alerts. And because it's local, there's no cloud dependency and no latency spike when your internet is flaky.
Which, if you're using this for anything time-sensitive like a doorbell notification, matters a lot. You don't want the doorbell to ring, then 15 seconds later a TTS announcement plays because it had to round-trip to some cloud service.
So the TTS pipeline would be trigger fires, Home Assistant runs the TTS service with your chosen message, it generates an audio file locally, and that file gets pushed to the Snapcast announcement stream. Total time from trigger to audio starting, maybe half a second.
That's fast enough that someone at the door wouldn't have already left.
Or broken in, depending on the neighborhood.
Let's hope not. So to pull all this together into a coherent system design, what are we actually recommending?
I'd structure it in three layers. Layer 1 is the siren network, which is already built and working. Keep that for high priority alerts, red alerts, fire, maybe the help button if you want something that cuts through regardless of what the speakers are doing. The sirens are independent of the audio stack, so they're your failsafe. Layer 2 is the voice intercom. I'd build this as a push-to-talk voice note system using the Home Assistant Companion app, a dashboard with buttons for each room or zone. Press the living room button, record your message, release, and it routes to the living room speaker. Behind the scenes, the Snapcast stream switching automation handles the interruption. This gives you spoken communication without real-time streaming complexity. Layer 3 is automated TTS announcements. Doorbell triggers, washer finish, dinner timer, whatever. These use the same Snapcast announcement stream but are generated by Piper TTS rather than recorded by a human. Same interruption behavior. Same routing logic.
Layers 2 and 3 share infrastructure. The only difference is whether the audio comes from a microphone recording or from a TTS engine.
And both benefit from the stream switching script, so you're not maintaining parallel interruption logic.
Now, the prompt also asks about assigning priority, so that Music Assistant is lower priority, and the paging system supersedes it. Is there a way to implement actual priority levels, or is it all, or nothing?
With the stream switching approach, it's effectively all or nothing for the target client. But you can add logic in Home Assistant to decide whether to interrupt. For example, you might decide that a dinner announcement doesn't interrupt if music is playing above a certain volume, but a doorbell announcement always interrupts. You'd write conditions into the automation. If music is playing and announcement priority is low, skip. If announcement priority is high, interrupt regardless.
The priority system lives in Home Assistant's automation logic, not in Snapcast itself.
Snapcast doesn't have a native concept of stream priority. It just plays whatever streams the client is subscribed to. The intelligence has to live one layer up.
Which is actually very Home Assistant. The platform's whole philosophy is that the automation engine is the brain, and everything else is just peripherals.
That's why this approach works. Home Assistant is the conductor. Snapcast is just the orchestra. The conductor decides who plays when.
Let's talk about what breaks. You mentioned earlier that the Snapcast plus Music Assistant stack has multiple failure points. If someone builds this intercom system, what's going to fail first?
The USB audio chain. If you're using a Raspberry Pi with a USB speaker or a USB sound card, the combination of the Linux kernel's USB audio driver, Pulse Audio or Pipewire, and Snapcast's ALSA integration creates a fragile stack. USB audio devices can disappear from the bus and reappear with a different device ID. Pulse Audio can decide to suspend the sync due to inactivity and then not wake up cleanly. Pipewire is better about this, but introduces its own quirks.
When it fails, does it fail gracefully or catastrophically?
Catastrophically, in my experience. Snapcast will show the client as connected, but no audio comes out. Or the audio will be a stuttering mess, or it'll work fine for 3 days and then spontaneously stop. The fix is usually to restart the Snapcast client service, which you can automate in Home Assistant with a watchdog, but that's a band-aid.
Is there a more robust hardware choice?
If you're building this from scratch, I'd avoid USB audio entirely. Use a HAT DAC on the Raspberry Pi, something like the Hi-Fi Berry or the IQ Audio DAC. These connect via the GPIO header and appear as an I2S device, not USB. They don't disappear. They don't change IDs. They're always there. The audio quality is better too.
For existing setups where someone's already got USB speakers wired in,
then you mitigate. Assign a fixed device name using a UDEV rule based on the USB device's serial number so it always gets the same ALSA device ID regardless of what order things enumerate. Disable Pulse Audio Suspend on idle. And set up a Home Assistant automation that periodically checks if the Snapcast client is still producing audio and restarts it if not.
That's the kind of thing you set up once, forget about for 6 months, and then thank your past self for when it silently saves you.
The other failure point worth mentioning is the network. Snapcast is sensitive to Wi-Fi jitter. If you're running Snapcast clients over Wi-Fi, especially on a crowded 2.4 GHz band, you'll get dropouts. For an intercom system, a dropout means a garbled message or a missed announcement.
Wire everything that can be wired.
At minimum, wire the Snapcast server. If the clients are on Wi-Fi, use 5 GHz if possible, and don't put them in the far corner of the house behind 3 walls and a refrigerator.
The refrigerator is the unsung villain of home wireless.
It really is. A full refrigerator is basically a Faraday cage full of soup.
All right, let's zoom out for a moment. The prompt mentions that this might be taking things too far, but that it would be cool anyway. Is this actually useful, or are we designing a Rube Goldberg machine for a problem that doesn't really exist?
That's a fair question. I think the siren-based paging is useful. It's simple, it's reliable, and it solves a real problem. You're in one room, you need someone in another room, you press a button, and they hear a chime. That's a solved problem, and it works.
The voice intercom part.
The voice intercom is more of a quality of life upgrade. The chime tells someone you need them. The voice message tells them why. That's useful when the why matters, like bring the diaper bag or can you grab the package from the door. But is it essential? It's a nice to have.
The kind of thing that once you have it, you use it constantly, but you survive fine without it.
It's the heated steering wheel of home automation. Nobody needs it, but everyone who has it loves it.
The TTE's announcements?
Those are the most broadly useful part of this, I think. Automated announcements for doorbells, timers, washer cycles, those reduce cognitive load. You don't have to check if the washer is done. The house tells you. That's valuable in a way that a manual push-to-talk intercom isn't.
The priority order for building this would be sirens first, already done, TTS announcements second, because they're automated and don't require human initiation. Voice intercom third, because it's cool, but adds complexity for a less frequent use case.
That's exactly how I'd sequence it, and I'd build and stabilize each layer before adding the next. The mistake people make with these projects is trying to do everything at once and then debugging 6 interacting problems simultaneously.
Like adopting a feral cat.
I'm not sure I follow the analogy, but I agree with the sentiment.
Let's talk about the microphone hardware question a bit more. The prompt mentions using a phone or desktop as the microphone. Are there dedicated hardware options that make more sense for a permanent intercom station?
If you want a fixed intercom station, like a panel on the wall in the kitchen, there are a few approaches. The ESP32 route I mentioned is the most flexible. You can get an ESP32 dev board, an I2S MEMS microphone, a button, and a small speaker for about $15 in parts. Program it to connect to Wi-Fi, capture audio when the button is pressed, and stream it to a small HTTP server or MQTT topic that Home Assistant picks up. There are open source firmware projects that do most of this already.
$15 is absurdly cheap for what amounts to a custom intercom endpoint.
It's the miracle of the ESP32. Dual-core processor, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, I2S support, all for like $4. The microphone is another $3. The rest is a button, a case, and some wiring. The total bill of materials is less than what a single commercial smart speaker costs.
You're not dependent on a cloud service or a manufacturer's continued support.
The firmware is open source. If the manufacturer of a commercial intercom system discontinues the product or shuts down their cloud, you've got e-waste. With an ESP32 running ESPA foam or a custom firmware, the device works as long as your Wi-Fi works.
There's a broader point here about home automation philosophy. The prompt mentions mixing and matching what you have, and that's really the Home Assistant value proposition. You're not locked into an ecosystem. You can use Zigbee sirens from one manufacturer, ESP32 microphones you built yourself, a Raspberry Pi running Snapcast, and an old Android tablet as a control panel, and they all work together because Home Assistant is the universal translator.
That's why people put up with the complexity. The alternative is a commercial system that's simpler to set up but locks you into their hardware, their cloud, their pricing, and their timeline for feature development. With the Home Assistant approach, you trade setup time for long-term control.
The setup time is the tax you pay for sovereignty.
That's a very corny way to put it. You're paying upfront in configuration hours to avoid paying indefinitely in subscription fees and platform risk.
To wrap this into something actionable, if someone listening wants to build this, what's the shopping list and the build order?
If you don't already have them, a set of Zigbee sirens. The ones Daniel has are probably the Hyman or Neo CoolCam models, widely available, about $20 to $30 each. A Raspberry Pi 4 or 5 running Home Assistant with the Snapcast add-on. Speakers for each room you want to cover. These can be anything from a USB speaker to a proper amplifier and passive speakers, depending on your budget and quality standards. And optionally, ESP32 boards with I2S microphones if you want dedicated intercom stations. Step 1. Get the sirens working with Zigbee 2MQTT and MQTT published scripts for the different melodies. Step 2. Set up Snapcast with your speakers and get Music Assistant playing reliably. Step 3. Configure a second Snapcast stream for announcements and write the stream switching automation in Home Assistant. Step 4. Set up Piper TTS and create automations for your key announcements, doorbell, timers, whatever. Step 5. Build the push-to-talk voice intercom using the companion app or dedicated ESP32 stations. Test each layer for at least a week before adding the next.
If Snapcast continues to be, as the prompt puts it, insanely buggy,
then you have a few options. You can switch to a different multi-room audio solution. There's Logitech Media Server with the Squeeze-A-Lite clients, which is older but rock solid. There's Rune if you want to spend money. There's AirPlay if you're in the Apple ecosystem. Or you can simplify and just use a single speaker connected directly to Home Assistant's media player, no multi-room at all, and rely on the sirens for room-specific paging.
The sirens plus a single smart speaker actually covers most of the use cases. Sirens for paging, speaker for TTS announcements. You lose per-room voice intercom, but you keep the most valuable parts.
It's dramatically simpler. Sometimes the best system design is the one that deletes the most complexity.
Which is a good principle for any home automation project. Before you add something, ask whether you can solve the problem with what's already there.
Or whether the problem actually needs solving. Half of home automation is resisting the urge to automate things that are fine as they are.
The other half is debugging you SB audio at midnight.
That's the half we're in right now. Now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
During the Tang Dynasty, officials discovered that a new paper-based tax receipt system meant to reduce corruption instead created an elaborate black market where clerks sold pre-stamped receipts to merchants because the stamps were harder to forge than the handwritten records they replaced, making the fraudulent receipts more valuable than the genuine ones.
The anti-corruption measure spawned a premium corruption product.
That's the most Tang Dynasty thing I've ever heard.
This has been my Weird Prompts. Thanks to our producer, Hilbert Flumingtop. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. It helps. We'll be back with another prompt soon.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, my weird prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth's slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.